Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 78th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Laurinas Bareisha. Thanks Hello. A lot for being here.
Thank you.
Presenting the film Pilgrims, which I watched last night, thought it was terrific. I guess, would it be fair to say that this is a film, it's kind of an investigation, right? I mean, it follows an investigation. How would you introduce it in a few words?
Yeah, it starts because... It starts as some kind of a detective story, but then it moves on into I think more of an investigation of how do we cope with it, like how do you, and for example, one, like I think the main characters are going to in search for their closure, some kind of closure, but of course the viewer, because you start just by them driving there, the viewer also has to discover what really happened. So it's, I think it's a discovery of feelings for the characters and for the viewers, to just like discovering the whole story.
It's also about personal trauma, and I like the way that you said it's also two people trying to look closure for a tragedy that happened to someone that was very close to them. The title, though, Pilgrims, implies another dimension, almost a spiritual, religious dimension. Would that be?
Well, basically, when I thought of the story, it was really simple. They just go to the places which are important for them, and in a way also like sacral, because the really, really close person died there, or so this place becomes some kind of sacred place. So I think it came naturally, this pilgrims. It's not connected like to any one religion, but I think pilgrimage is a universal concept.
Well, sometimes also they have, you know, experienced things on a physical and spiritual level too, when they visit these places. That's another theme that runs throughout the movie. Is it true, this is something that I actually read, is it true that it's inspired by your personal life too? I mean, something that you did with your partner, your wife?
It is inspired because it's shot in my hometown. Like, it's a small village where I was born. So the stories around were always around, like the place where someone got murdered, the place where a disastrous, like traffic accident happened. So these places, you know, they look now like really ordinary, but I know what happened there. So it's also part of my collective trauma, like, this film is like dealing with this collective trauma. Yeah.
What do you mean by collective trauma? Like,
because the film, there are the main characters, and also there are the community of the town, because we have to live there, you know. And they still, you pretend you forget. Yeah. You really don't forget. Like, if something this bad happened in your community, your proximity, so we are also dealing in a different way, maybe in a way that we are not emphasizing a lot, but still dealing. So this is...
I noticed as well, to the best of my knowledge, there's no use of music. Is this related to a specific stylistic choice that runs throughout the film?
This is what developed naturally,
okay,
because following all the shorts and the... I just shoot it, and we work closely with a sound designer, and there are a lot of sounds that I'm really, like, this town gave a lot of opportunities. There's an airport, there's a big street, there's all of the nature sounds, and I just couldn't find a place. I understand that if someone's watching, maybe there are places where you would use music, but for me, there's just no place for music. There's sounds, there's characters, and there's silence. So this is one aspect that I still haven't found. How do you use it? So I don't use it.
Yeah,
I don't want to use it badly.
I figured it would have been because you don't really want to manipulate the audience's thoughts in that way. You kind of want to keep that connection.
No, but the whole
connection.
Film is a manipulation, you know, like how we shoot, how we use the sound design, because it's also created, but it's more hidden, like if you use, because, for example, for some scenes, the natural sound is all crickets, but it's where they discover the body, so we cut out the crickets. It's... I'm not against music. I didn't find it.
There was any space for it here.
What
about the actors, the lead couple of the film? They're actually here in Venice.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about them? I mean, after all, it is them that we kind of follow along on this journey.
Yes, and they are completely different how I found them, because Gabi was the first one I cast. I cast her like 1 year before I shot the film, and I only did two auditions, like for this part. I just auditioned two actors, and I really liked Gabi, and we just like we said that she will be the main character, and then we tried to create the whole cast around her, and mostly like all the rehearsing we did with her is through her being at other actors' castings. Like she went for half a year of auditions where she just went, and we tried different male leads with her, and the first one we had a very he was 10 years younger. We searched for an actor. He was around 30, and nobody matched, and it was really difficult. And Gedrus is my friend, and he's also an actor, and I called him and I said, I'm struggling, do you know someone? And he said, I can do it, but he's like 40 and 10 years older, and it didn't match the script. But I said, okay, I'm desperate, come in. And he gave, like, he was the first one that came into audition, sat next Gabi, and they had the chemistry. Like, it worked. Like, all the scenes that I thought I have to rewrite because it's bad, he
made them work.
He made them work, and I said, then we have to. I just...
Yeah, well, that's good.
I have to thank him, because if not him, maybe... I think the film would be very different.
Yeah, he's a very powerful presence, for sure.
Yeah,
they all are.
He
both
made
of them
this
are.
Work in the first first audition. Like, he came in, and there was no notes or anything. Yeah. Like, he was the character. So.
We'll have to wrap it up. But it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.